So, Andy, about everything that I do, I think of in terms of creating. Like, everything in my job, I view almost all of it as I'm creating something.
Okay.
Yeah. Like messages, church culture, creating teams, creating art, environments, ministry expressions, leadership materials, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk about creatives, people who create stuff. And maybe you haven't thought of yourself as a creative before, but I think a lot of what we do is creating. You know, maybe we don't think of it as particularly creative, like, you know, but much of what we do is creating. So I want to talk about that.
Okay.
Where do you create things best?
I think that there's certain thinking spots. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this sounds really weird, but mowing my lawn.
Uh-huh.
When I'm tuned, everything else is tuned out.
Right.
I actually can think.
Yeah.
A little bit. Even with the mower engine going.
No, I know what you're saying. Yeah. On those long runs, I think sometimes I get some of my best thoughts, you know, like far out on a trail.
Yeah.
Maybe 5 miles from my house out in Black Diamond.
Yeah.
You know, it's like new thoughts coming. Well, in 1976, a psychologist, Silvano Ariety.
Whoa.
That's a great Italian name right there.
That's a great name.
Yeah. He wrote a book called Creativity, The Magic Synthesis. And interestingly, this psychologist specialized in two fields. He was most known for working with schizophrenia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey.
And creativity.
Is that ironic or coincidental?
I don't know. Yeah. Well, you know, my thought is that we all have a little bit of crazy in us. So whatever. I don't know. In his book, though, he summarized 9 conditions that he felt were necessary for creativity.
Okay, I have a pen ready.
All right. So, yeah, I thought we'd just go through, talk about them a little bit, and wrap up. Number one, isolation.
Hmm.
Yeah, I relate with that.
Sure.
I mean, that,
a long
that,
run.
Yeah, long run. I think most of my best ideas come alone, and I mean, I don't keep them there. I'd certainly share them and work through them with other people, and I think it's fun when you can say, hey, I had this thought. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
But for me, most of them come alone. In fact, I asked Kyle, our worship leader, you know, hey, when you write songs, where do they come to you? And he was like, well, I've never written with anyone else, so alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Number two, inactivity. And I think this one is about, like, breaking routines, breaking out of the norm, getting away. I really relate with that. I find that in a new setting, a new environment, when I'm not just in the routine of regular life, that I'm thinking differently, seeing things differently, love writing stuff down in a journal. For years, I've gone to a conference in Phoenix at a really big church. And I think a lot of guys go and they're looking for ideas to steal. You know, what are they doing that we can do?
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, it's never been that for me. I've never walked away with an idea to steal. What I have walked away with was new thoughts that I got while sitting there listening to something that wasn't even what my idea was about. But it was inspiring, you know, and being in a new place and breaking routine helped that. So number three, daydreaming, giving time just to dream and think. Are you a daydreamer?
Yeah, definitely. In fact, I was just writing something down while you were talking.
Oh, no, that's not good. Number four, free thinking, allowing our minds to wander. You know, one thing I notice for me when I see something really creative that's different, fresh, new, I often find myself thinking, wait, can they do that? And I think that's what that is, free thinking. It's thinking outside the box, thinking outside the lines.
Like free running. Free running.
Number five, state of readiness to catch similarities. Really is talking about looking through our creative lens and not just our analytical lens, being able to see things differently. You know, sometimes when I want to see things differently, I squint.
Right. Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah. Number six, gullibility. Taking a moment just to suspend judgment and explore new ideas without treating them with prejudice.
Maybe that's why kids are so creative.
I think so, yeah.
Really?
Right.
I mean, gullibility factor?
Absolutely, yeah. Number seven, remembering remembering and replaying past traumatic conflicts. And his point on this is dealing with conflict causes us to be creative. It causes us to come to new solutions and work through things.
Solving.
To put yourself in that place, thinking about a conflict and how it was resolved. Number eight, alertness. Mm-hmm. Having our antenna up allows us to find relevance in things that we wouldn't normally even recognize. Mm-hmm. And last one, number nine, discipline. Mm. That one, I think creatives don't like.
No, it kind of seems to be opposite.
Yeah, right. But I've read a lot recently about writing, and that's a common theme that I read over and over, that writers have to discipline themselves every day at this time. Mm-hmm. I will write. Mm-hmm. I think I read something recently about Stephen King that he writes a certain number of pages a day, no matter what. Like, just cranks it out.
Yeah.
So discipline is your friend when you're a creative, not your enemy. Mm-hmm. So I guess really what I want to just bring up today is what gets creativity to flow best in you. Maybe one of the nine things is something that you need to develop more in your life. I think we're all creating stuff, and we want to find that sweet spot where creativity flows best from us.